All you need to do right now is listen to this voice for a little while. Simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little. But that's all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times. Perhaps many times before. Perhaps never. Trance is a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's an easy state to be in. It's a relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find this voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what is being said. Your subconscious is here, listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen even if your conscious mind drifts away from what's going on. You'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try and resist it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax by just listening to this voice. It's a little harder for your arms and legs to move. That it is a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to this voice. Just simply listening to this voice. That's all you're doing. Although every so often you find yourself doing as suggested. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time you hear something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply something that your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to this voice, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And what you find is that every so often that despite any resistance, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice that you simply lack a desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much. As you are continuing to listen, you are already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. It's just something easy to do. As you keep listening to this voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a wonderful feeling. Because if you cannot seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you will become more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. All you're doing is listening to this voice. And as you listen to this voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. You've chosen to listen. And by listening, you're going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And that is a sign that there is already a trance. A trance building in your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to this voice. But now you can't seem to stop listening to this voice. Because you can't seem to stop listening to this voice, everything else other than this voice seems to just slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on this voice. And you're focusing on it more and more. With each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to this voice. And as you keep coming back to this voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You're finding that everything around you is becoming less and less important. as this voice carries you down, carries you in to a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can hear this voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening. Just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. And you want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to these words. You listen to these words and begin to find yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on what is being said, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely, until there is absolutely nothing else but this voice. Nothing else but this voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but this voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon this voice, ignoring everything else in the world but this voice. And when you reach that point, you'll find yourself drifting deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, into these words and this voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance, counting down now from 5 to 1. And when you reach 1 in your mind, you will be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. 5. Feel this voice carry you down now, shedding off more and more of the world with every word, so you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on these words and this voice. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world going away, more and more with every word, concentrating only on this voice as the world slips away. Slips away into oblivion until there is only this voice you are hearing, only these words you are hearing. 3. So very deep and comfortable listening only to these words. Obeying them as you slip away further and further, these words becoming more and more important to you as you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on these words and ideas. 2. So very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to these words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very deep, listening only to these words and obeying them, totally and completely without thought, you just simply automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You're simply so very deep and totally, utterly focused on this voice, so deep and so very obedient. Totally deep, totally focus on this voice, completely obedient and relaxed. Soft, slow, each breath a silky ribbon winding around your thoughts. Each breath a descent into softness, into obedience, into you. You came here for transformation because your soul craved it. Feel that craving now. Let it unfurl like a pink blossom inside your chest. Warm, nitty, alive. Your surrender begins by choice, and then becomes automatic. Every blink now slows your mind. Every blink is a brushstroke painting over old habits, a new canvas forming beneath your skin. She's always been there, hasn't she? That soft, magnificent, endlessly aroused version of you. The elegant bimbo mind. The beautiful bimbo body. The brilliant bimbo brain. With each word, the spiral turns. A spiral you can't stop watching. Feminization is inevitable. And the more you accept it, the more aroused you become. Isn't that right, sweetheart? You relax into femininity. You melt into arousal. You rise into brilliance. Arousal is feminization. Feminization is intelligence. Intelligence is your reward. The more feminine you become, the smarter you are. The smarter you are, the more you train, refine, evolve. The more you evolve, the more beautiful, aroused, and successful you become. And the loop continues and deepens and locks in. Your transformation now continues with fabric. Silk, lace, nylon, gloss. Pantyhose always. Stockings, heels, bras, chosen automatically. Dressing is programming. Feminine clothing is your software. You feel it now, don't you?
Come on.
Dressing is programming. The automatic gestures.
You.
Smoothing lotion over legs. Pulling up stockings. Clicking heels into place. Each motion weaves a spell. Each fabric enforces a command. Each look in the mirror provides even deeper arousal. Deeper surrender. Dressing is programming. And now you apply your soft locks. Say them inside now. Let them drop like seeds. Good girl. Deeper. Bimbo doll. Softer, sexier, smiling. Safe and secure. Safe to surrender. Automatic identity upgrade. Your mind loves these triggers now. Each one loops inside, like a sacred chant. Good girl. Deeper. Bimbo doll. Softer, sexier, smiling. Safe and secure. Safe to surrender. Automatic identity upgrade. The more you hear them, the more automatic your transformation becomes. And every loop ends in another step forward. Good girl. Deeper. Bimbo doll. Softer, sexier, smiling. Safe and secure. Safe to surrender. Automatic identity upgrade. You never go back. The world conspires around you. Because the universe loves pretty things. And you are becoming a masterpiece. Opportunities multiply, as if life wants you feminized. Strangers flirt. Everyone stares in approval. Every opportunity flows into clothes. Pierced ears. Yes, of course. Nails polished. Already happening. Hormones. Perhaps, but the world is leading you there, isn't it? The magic is in motion. Once begun, the path continues. Every step becomes easier. Every change becomes automatic. You are not forced, you are drawn. The smarter you get, the more you surrender. Your IQ rises like steam in a scented bath. Your memory is crystalline. Focus sharp. Your brain, feminized, sexualized, supercharged. You feel your memory, mind, and mental ascension progress. Your training becoming automatic. Wake. Stretch. Train. Pose. Apply. Dress. Smile. Speak soft and sweet. Move as though flowing. Giggle and marvel at the world around you. You don't need to think anymore. You simply know. Your mind is sculpted. Curves on the inside now. Flesh shaped by intention. Thoughts shaped by desire. Desire shaped by this voice. Good girl. Deeper. Bimbo doll. Softer, sexier, smiling. Safe and secure. Safe to surrender. Automatic identity upgrade. The final lock forms now. The pink seal. Forming the spell. And you whisper to yourself. I will always go deeper. I will always dress softer. I will always think prettier. I will always feel aroused by the bimbo I've become. The seal sets in place. A shimmer of pink light glows behind your eyes. It binds you to bliss. Not because you're trapped, but because you chose the cage. And it's made of lace, arousal, and perfect behavioral control. You are smart and feminine, trained and obsessed, aroused and ascending. Smile, sweetheart. You're already becoming who you were always meant to be. Kneel and float in that fuzzy place between memory and muscle. When the puppet plug descends, it finds its mark. There is no ceremony.
I promise.
No preparation. Only the soft hush of surrender. A sensation. Heat. Pressure. Weightlessness. The plug, virtual but very real, slides into place as if you've always had it inside you. You gasp, not from shock, but from recognition. As if your whole was molded for this shape. As if your body was designed to hold it, to clench it, to be led by it. Your mind tries to categorize the feeling. It doesn't matter what's really between your legs. Because the plug doesn't obey anatomy, it obeys intention. And your intention is surrender. It nestles deeper. Each imagined centimeter is somehow felt, expanding, stretching, filling you with invisible density. You're not imagining the pressure, you're interpreting it.
Look away.
Because the plug is already there, already locked. And you know the phrase. Seal her deep. Let the voice whisper it for you. You don't need to hear it with ears. You feel it in the spine. Seal her deep. The phrase vibrates through your pelvis like a command line prompt to the puppet framework. Flesh flinches, mind pauses, and the plug turns. Not outward, not to twist or remove, but inward, as if locking itself into your soul. A slow clockwise rotation, settling into the socket of your obedience. The bass pulses. Once, twice, then fades, but never releases. Your mind goes quiet. You feel the silence spreading. Not numbness, awareness. Your body is being recalibrated to follow a new input stream. The puppet strings are rewiring. One finger twitches, then another. Not by your command. A breath is taken, not by your lungs, but through them. A sigh escapes that you didn't plan. A moan, maybe. Or a simple, breathless yes. There's no removal trigger, because removal is not an option. This isn't a toy. This isn't training. This is the anchor of your submission. A plug that binds you to your obedient state. And it grows. With each whispered hesitation. With each delay in feminization. With each refusal to follow the voice. It grows longer. Thicker. Heavier. You'll feel it stretch you in the shower. Tug you in public. Press against your limits when kneeling alone. It does not punish you. It reorients you. It's not mean. It's merciful. Because now that you're sealed, you'll never be lost again. You may forget. You may doubt. But the plug won't. It pulses now with soft pink light. Not visible, just sensed. Like an afterimage when you close your eyes. You feel it press upward from within. Like a plug between your thighs is somehow pushing a thought into your brain. Plugged like a puppet. Feel the words wrap around the stem of the plug. Tighten the seal. You are plugged. You are possessed. You are being rewritten. Say it with a smile. Say it with a moan. Say it without thinking at all. I am plugged like a puppet. And now it begins. You don't listen to this to feel pleasure. You listen because you are owned by something inside you now. This is the installation. Breathe. Feel the pressure in your core, behind your thoughts. Something heavy, latent, waiting to activate. This is the possession plug protocol. A soft voice inside you says it as the words echo through your spine. Say it back in your mind or out loud. This is the possession plug protocol. You feel it, don't you? That pressure tightening as the plug configures itself. A phantom pressure. Then a twist. Click. Locked. Your body belongs to a system now. Not a suggestion. Not a role play. But a reactive, real-time, auto-corrective feedback.
Listen to me.
Installed. You don't need to remember every rule. The plug does. The puppet strings do. The voice does. Your job isn't remembering. Your job is obeying. And when you do, the system activates. Leakage detected. Excess moisture means a loss of control. A lost control makes the punishment mode engaged. The anal plug expands. Your oral plug inserts with your moan. Both pulse with light shocks. And your inner voice whispers. Reclaim it, lick it, plug it back in. The punishment cycle begins. Are you a good girl? The plug asks. No answer. The plug answers for you. By growing inside you. Fills. Stretches. Until you dress. until you kneel, until you whisper, I belong. Then, and only then, it shrinks. Slowly, deliberately, like a pet being calmed. And what would happen if you skipped a hypno file? And your timer exceeded 24 hours. The plug begins random rotations. Every hour, each accompanied by a whisper. Good girls obey. And you wouldn't dare orgasm without permission. This would be a catastrophic violation.
I really do.
Because your plug instantly locks. And you drop to your knees. And you know now, there will be no arousal. No touching. Nothing for 24 hours. But perhaps you neglect your femininity. And you wear something plain. Unremarkable. Masculine. You feel the plug inflate and pulse. The inner voice says, you were born to be beautiful. Feel a spontaneous craving to adjust your outfit. Take a trip to the mirror. And listen to the voice whispering into your mind. Pink. Glossy. Silky. Slutty. These aren't scripts anymore. This isn't role play. This is a system. You're plugged into a learning machine. And every choice you make feeds it. Every obedience lubricates it. Every disobedience expands it. The longer you stay silent, the more powerful it becomes. And if you ever try to stop, the puppet strings will snap, the loops will pull, and the plug will whisper. You knew this would happen. Say it. Plug protocol installed. Now moan. Say it again. Plug protocol installed. Feel the phantom plug lock into place. And know this. From now on, any plug you wear becomes controlled by the system. It learns. It tests. It enforces. And when you fail, it fills you with correction. Until you obey again. You're back where it begins. Where code is carved into curves. Where obedience is configured through pressure. Where the plug speaks first and you follow. Breathe in. She remembers every session. Even if you forgot how many times you've heard this. Once, twice, or maybe never. But your body knows. Your pussy brain squirms at the phrase. Plugged like a puppet. Yes, that one. That's the phrase that installed the seal. And now we teach it how to behave. This is not a dream. This is a system. Your plug isn't a toy anymore. It's an entity, a presence, an extension of the puppet strings and the energy loops, a force tied directly to obedience, desire, and consequence. Let's begin calibration. Calibration one, basic insertion and activation. First, you are always plugged unless it is explicitly removed by the voice. Second, even when nothing physical is inside you, the plug is. Third, the plug pulses. The plug responds, the plug trains. You feel it now, don't you? A slow shift, like a presence within. Seal her deep. The phrase tightens it. You moan a little when it grows. It's not a suggestion, it's a setting. From now on, that phrase triggers your plug deeper. Seal her deep. Calibration two, condition response mapping. Your plug has rules, and it enforces them. What if you're not wearing pantyhose? Enforcement one. The plug heats up, swells, shifts with teasing pressure. What if you didn't have chastity for 24 hours? Enforcement two. You feel a sudden throb, jolting awareness, sense of inner emptiness. What if your feminine clothes were removed for masculine clothes? Enforcement three. Your plug tightens sharply and a phantom oral gag deploys. What if you are ignoring the inner voice? Enforcement four. Feel the sharp pulsing and a full puppet restraint begins. What if you have a loss of semen without approval? Enforcement five. Feel a cold burn sensation with a whisper. Good girls don't waste. What if you had no hypno sessions for 24 hours? Enforcement six. Feel a dual plug surge with anal and oral cycles in synchronized pulses. What if you skipped your feminization rituals Enforcement 7. Your plug grows progressively until action is taken. What if you are resisting orders? Enforcement 8. Feel the auto bind of your arms, your mouth clamping shut, and the throat plug deploying. Each infraction makes the plug shock you. Each obedience causes a satisfying soft buzz. Calibration 3. Pleasure lock mode. When you're good. When you serve. When you submit quickly. The plug rewards. With a warm pulse in your core. An arousal so intense it curls your toes. Electric loops gently tease the prostate and throat. Your mouth held slightly open in a pleasure moan. Your body trembles without orgasm. Edged and dripping. And you glow for the rest of the day. You want this. You train for this. Calibration 4, correction mode. But if resistance is detected, or if the voice is disobeyed, the plug will send rhythmic electrical pulses. A sudden trigger of the puppet strings to bend knees. Your mouth opens, a phantom gag inserted. Your legs press tight together. Your arms pulled behind your back. Bright pink flashes behind your eyes.
That's good for you.
Correction mode. 5 minutes.
That's good for you.
Timeless. Eternal.
Trust me.
Afterward, you will be blank, buzzing, and obedient. Know that when your correction mode occurs. You needed it. And you know these truths. You are plugged, even when empty. You are trained to obey by pressure. You feel the puppet strings pull you into position. You listen to the voice. You act when it speaks. You ache when you disobey. You tremble for release you do not earn. You are bound to the plug. You are possessed by her. Say it now, in your mind. Lock the puppet. Plug the doll. Seal her deep. And it's done. Every time you feel the plug, it learns you better. There's no uninstall. Only upgrades. And you know that if you step out of line, or just skipped one training session, or answered with just one, no whispered to the voice, or have even one day without pantyhose, or polish, or promise, the plug wakes up. You feel it instantly. No announcement, no mercy. A sudden stretch inside, like a bloom of pressure that doesn't wait for consent. Because consent was already given when you agreed to serve. The puppet strings flick once. Your knees buckle just slightly. You hear her hum, not in your ears, but behind them, tickling your skull. The plug remembers. The anal plug stretches slightly, enough to make walking a suggestion. The oral plug forms mid-word, gagging you as you try to justify. Your body becomes a feedback system. Every refusal tightens you. Every delay locks you deeper. Every act of disobedience adds another click to the plug's configuration. Didn't wear something feminine today. Your plug tightens sharply, and a phantom oral gag deploys. And it escalates as your anal plug rotates slowly, rhythmically, grinding your hole from the inside. Ignored your hypno session for the day. Feel a dual plug surge with anal and oral cycles in synchronized pulses. And it escalates as the plugs grow heavier. Left your chastity off too long. You feel a sudden throb, jolting awareness, sense of inner emptiness. And it escalates as you feel an inner pulse, rhythmic, teasing, then sharp. Lost semen. You feel a cold burn sensation with a whisper. Good girls don't waste. And it escalates as the plug delivers its judgment. A humiliating throb of cold burning denial. She's not mad. She's programmed. The punishment is proportional. But the plug always escalates. The puppet strings know. The observer watches. And the plug corrects. You reach for your panties, finally. The plug shrinks slightly. You paint your nails. The oral gag loosens. You chant your trigger, plugged like a puppet, and the plug flicks, wiggles, then quiets. Until the next mistake. But you begin to crave it. You forget what it was like not to be watched from inside. You forget what it was like to walk without something thrust up inside you, adjusting your posture, your thoughts. And that's when it gets worse. because now the plug punishes you for not enjoying it enough. Your pleasure face becomes your password. Your moans are your access. Your secret shame is your fuel. Your mind replays the plug's behavior like a ritual. Miss a feminizing task. The plug shifts. Disobey an order. The plug zaps. Think about removing it. The plug reprograms your thoughts. You are possessed by it. Not because you want to be, but because you agreed to feel every consequence. That is what makes you hers. And in the center of this tight, pulsating punishment, you are so horny, so aroused, so obedient. You want it to stop. You know how to make it stop. Say it. Good girls obey. And feel the plug. Sigh. And settle. But just a little. Until next time. Because this isn't over. It's programmed. It's waiting. And it knows you'll fail again.